The World Cup, soccer's biggest tournament, is just a few months off. It's a massive undertaking for the host country, Brazil, with huge construction projects attached. One of the 12 host cities, the city of Cuiabá, launched a fantastically ambitious infrastructure plan. It features over 30 projects. But it's been plagued by delays and lots of doubts about whether things will be ready. As NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro reports, people there are more interested in what legacy the Cup will leave after it's over.
Cuiabá, the state capital of Mato Grosso, sits in the actual geographical center of South America. By bringing the World Cup here, organizers were hoping to get a tourism and business boost. The vast wetlands known as the Pantanal are close by, and this is cattle ranching country. A slew of infrastructure projects were announced, starting with what would greet all those guests coming to the city, a new airport terminal.
The city of Cuiabá says it's expecting around 200,000 tourists to come for the World Cup. It's a few months out, and in front of me at the airport, there is the husk of a building, and organizers say it's very unlikely that the additional terminal will be done in time.
Drive out from there and you come across a muddy track crossing potted roads. That track is supposed to be a light railway system that was to connect the new terminal, unfinished, to the new stadium, also behind schedule. The train now won't be done until well after the World Cup is over. And even the projects that are finished, the work is shoddily done, according to a recent damning report by the City Engineering Committee that was commissioned by the State Legislative Assembly.
E aí o que acontece? Deixou tudo.
City engineer André Schuring says they left it to the last hour. They did many works in a short period of time.
Qual é a imperfeição? Tá vendo essa parede aqui, ó?
He shows us pictures of all the faulty workmanship detailed in the report. The report shows how structures that are only a few months old are already crumbling, buckling concrete, cracked facades. Some of the works are just terribly designed. One underpass has pipes that spit water directly onto the road's surface. And the bill for all this work is huge. Luciane Bezerra is a state deputy in Mato Grosso.
Então, com isso, Mato Grosso vai ser penalizado com essa Copa pela uma má gestão do governo.
She says, rather than stimulating growth, the World Cup is going to leave Mato Grosso in huge debt. I think Brazil, not just Mato Grosso, she says, was not ready for the World Cup. Mato Grosso will be penalized because of the World Cup due to the bad management of the government, which has no spending priorities, she says. It will leave a legacy of debt. Multiple investigations have been launched into the infrastructure projects of the Cuiabá World Cup, according to public prosecutors in the city, some of them for fraud and corruption. The railway is a particular concern. According to prosecutors, the ministry responsible for the project had originally suggested a much cheaper bus option, but the report was later falsified so that the more expensive railway could be built, even though it was unnecessary. Now the government is going to have to subsidize every train ticket far into the future. Prosecutors also say that because so many bids were fast-tracked, many were riddled with problems. For example, one bid to supply electricity generators was sent back because the company tried to overcharge by some 70%.
Incompetência do executivo.
Clovis Almeida Jr. is a state prosecutor. He says this all has to do with incompetence. What is happening with the World Cup works is what we are all used to with all the public works here in Brazil generally. Not one of the things that were promised have been on time, he says. He says Brazil and Mato Grosso in particular should not have taken on the World Cup.
Mauricio
Guimarães is the extraordinary secretary of the World Cup in Mato Grosso. He acknowledges what Mato Grosso took on was a, quote, very ambitious project. He says, though, that the benefits outweigh the burden.
Eles vão estar vivendo com a melhor qualidade de vida.
The people who live here will have a better quality of life, he says, because the city will be transformed because of the infrastructure works.
De potencial turístico. E nós vamos poder, a partir da Copa do Mundo,
we also have a great deal to offer in terms of tourism, and we will show the globe after the World Cup who we are and what we have. That is our big legacy, he says. But whether it was on the street or in the car or here at this restaurant, most residents of Mato Grosso complained to us about the traffic due to the endless roadworks, the shoddy workmanship of what had been built, and what they said is the mismanagement of all the investment that has come into the city.
Como que você vai receber...
José, who doesn't want his last name used, says, I'm a nurse practitioner. How are we going to receive the tourists when, in a big city like Cuiabá, the hospital only has 8 ambulances? They only change the sheets on the beds every 5 days. The money is being spent in the wrong way, he says. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.